Welcome to Music Scene. With me today on Radio St. Peter's, the one and only James Suggs. He's got a new album out. Tell us all about it, James.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. It's a big change from my first album, which was a lot of old standards. This one has a few old standards, but also we added some newer versions of R&B and classic non-jazz tunes. I always tell my students that, you know, the jazz musicians like Miles Davis and John Coltrane would take, you know, pre-existing songs that weren't jazz songs, and they would turn them into jazz songs. So I tried to do that on this album.
And the album is called For All We Know. Tell me about the name of the album.
So For All We Know is a tune by Fred Coots, and it's a beautiful standard that I first, honestly, I heard Donny Hathaway, the great R&B singer, sing, and then I started investigating. I heard so many other jazz musicians play it, so I thought, you know, why not? It's a ballad, and I thought, why not add that to the list? And then it ended up being the name of the album.
So let's see who's playing with you on this album. I see it's some of the crew: Alejandro Arenas, John Bolduc, Brian J. Hughes, and the fabulous Simon Lasking. You did this up at Arbor Records. Tell us a little bit about the process of you know, you all are friends, and yet this is such a big deal when you're doing a CD. Give us behind the scenes what happens up in Arbor Records.
So Arbor is the record company, and they asked where I wanted to record, and we recorded in Clearwater at Clear Track Studios. So, you know, it was easy for all of us locals to get there, and you know, it was a few days of the process. But we did fly in Herlin Riley, who is a treasure, a jazz legend. I grew up listening. I started listening to him when I was 13 years old, playing with Wynton Marsalis. So I really wanted him to play, and he's such a gracious, amazing musician, and he, you know, he accepted the offer. And then we asked for a piano player, if he knew a piano player, and he recommended Seth Finch, who is 22 years old, and
wow.
he plays like he's lived a whole life. It's incredible. Yeah.
You know, I have to say, you've been a very busy camper. I mean, you were at the Sarasota Jazz Festival in November, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And then tell us about the Palladium and playing Miles Davis. I mean, you couldn't get in. It was just sold out. And I think you had some, Jeremy Carter was at that one as well.
He was, yep. Jeremy's my brother from another mother, as they say. We hang out and we talk a lot, and we like to play together a lot. So he was one of my first calls for that gig. Yeah, it was a tribute to Miles Davis, and it sold out really fast. And the crowd was really energetic. We brought in Derek Harris on trombone from Orlando. So it was a really fun show. And, you know, people are asking me, are you going to do the electric, you know, Miles from the 70s or 80s? And I said, you know, no, I want to keep it simple. I'm going to, you know, play what we know and what the people know. So we did a lot of, like, you know, things from Kind of Blue and all those great albums from the 50s and 60s. So, yeah, it was great.
You know, I don't think people realize that you were a musician at the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I mean, you got your master's in jazz at University of South Florida. You're a professor of jazz trumpet at the University of South Florida. I believe you teach at St. Pete College trumpet as well.
Sure.
When do you have to, I mean, this is a lifelong dream for you, and it doesn't seem like it's been so long ago that you were just a student. How did you get from studying music at Youngstown to this level of artistry, James?
It's been nonstop. I always say I don't get a vacation, but honestly, that's what I signed up for. I worked on cruise ships immediately after Youngstown. I you know, went on tour with Glenn Miller, and then also did a stint with Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. So, I mean, it's just been nonstop trying to, and all of these experiences helped me to, you know, elevate, hopefully. That's the idea. So it's just been a constant, like, okay, where do I go next? Where do I go next? Where do I go next?
Well, we know where you go on Sunday nights.
That's true. Yep.
So how long you guys been doing the Floridian Social Club on Sunday nights? I mean, it's almost like a residency to see the crew laughing it up backstage.
I think it's been 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Go ahead.
Yep. No, and so I was at the Independent also, and that closed. And then I was at the Studio Public House on Sundays, and that closed. And now I'm at Hawthorne's Bottle Shop. So it's all around the same area in St. Pete on Central.
Sam Key, Sheraton Sam Key, the big Suncoast Jazz Festival, the 35th anniversary this weekend, November 21st through 23rd. How many years you've been playing over there?
So it's been off and on, but I think I've played there about 5 times, and it's been incredible.
What do you love about playing at the Suncoast Jazz Festival? And then we'll talk a little bit about all the different ways that you're going to be collaborating.
What I love is that, and I'm talking, you know, I've been speaking to my buddies, and it's like, oh, we get to hang out and talk and catch up, because we don't really have a chance to do that. We might meet on a gig and play and then go home. So this is a good chance to just hang out and listen to each other and as Herlin Riley said, fellowship, which I like.
Well, I love November 21st. November 21st, you're playing with someone I am dying to hear, Ehud Asheri. Tell me about that.
So I've never met him. So it's a duo, and it will honestly be the classic, all right, what do you want to play? I'm sure we'll talk beforehand, but it'll be cool to figure out what he's thinking of and what I'm thinking of, and we can collaborate. But I love those situations. It's kind of like thrown into the fire. I know he's amazing. I've heard him. And so it's going to be exciting.
And then you're playing with the crew again, right?
Yep, the crew who plays at the Floridian, Brian Hughes, Alejandro Arenas, John Balduke, and John O'Leary. We've been, you know, we play together all the time. We're brothers. We hang out. We went to Nashville together to record our album. So we're basically going to be playing the tunes from that album.
Well, you're also doing something incredible. Your CD release, For All We Know, that's going to bring down the house on Saturday, 9:15 to 10:15. Alejandro Arenas, Allison Nash, Jeremy Carter, Mark Feynman, and John O'Leary. That is really exciting. Where can people get the CD, James? Do they look Spotify, or where do they go?
Well, if you want the actual CD, you can purchase it from me at the festival. We'll be selling them there. But if you want to get it online, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere, all major streaming platforms.
Are you still doing Cafe Soul at the Soul Bistro one Wednesday a month? Are you still doing that one?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. And what about is it the horse and the parrot? The horse and the jockey?
Yeah. The horse and jockey. I like the horse and the parrot. That sounds cool. The horse and jockey, every last Thursday we're doing that. And that's in South Pasadena. It's a British pub, great food, great atmosphere. Yeah.
So what is next for you? I mean, you've always got something else you're cooking up. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the Miles Davis was a really incredible show. What's coming up in 2026 for you?
Honestly, I have no idea. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. I don't know if you know, I lived in Argentina for 8 years, and that was kind of one of those random decisions. You know, like, all right, you know, I knew some people there. I had a girlfriend that lived there, and I thought, you know, okay, I'm going to try that. And I ended up there for 8 years. So I've been kind of doing that my whole life, and I'm just going to stick to that because so far it's working. If I plan too far ahead, maybe I'll get really disappointed that, you know, something didn't work out. So I just try to, you know, see what I can do next.
Well, friends, if you've just joined me with Music Scene, I am talking to the one and only trumpeter, James Suggs. He is an educator. He is an eloquent horn player. He just came off a youth sold-out show at the Palladium where you can frequently see him doing a tribute to Miles Davis. And we look forward to seeing you, James, at this Suncoast Jazz Festival this weekend. Advice for musicians, young musicians coming up today. What's your advice to them? And what do you tell your students?
So I just came back from teaching at USF, you know, before we spoke. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about music, we talk about harmony, we talk about melody, we talk about style. But I also want them to know how to be a musician, a professional musician, how to, you know, present yourself on stage, how to speak to someone that's hiring you, how to talk to the audience. How to be a nice person with, you know, within that area. And that's something, you know, like they always talk about Miles Davis would turn his back to the audience when he played.
And he did, because I used to see him play, and he would.
Oh, man. Wow. I wish I could have seen him. But yeah, I mean, and I think that was effect, you know, he was like kind of acting, you know, doing that, you know, thing, but but I try to tell my students, you know, treat the audience like it's like you're hanging out with your family, and you know, and so that's main. I mean, obviously we talk about, you know, the intricacies of jazz and trumpet, but I, you know, like if someone is, you know, coming out to see you play for a few hours, make them feel comfortable. So we talk a lot about that.
Well, you always make us feel comfortable. We always love seeing you. We cannot wait until we see you this weekend. James, thanks for your time today, folks. Suncoast Jazz Festival will have everything up on Radio Saint, talking with all of you at the event. Thanks so much, James, for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Save the jazz, folks. Listen to music. Bye-bye now.